I wanted to make a point, and I hope everyone keeps this on the top of their mind. This is a very important point. Always be consciously aware of this. It is a fact now that even in February 2015, all these years, stock market has soared, dollar has soared, Europe continues to collapse, deflation's increasing in Europe, big problems. And you still got the guys out there, the con artists, pumping gold and silver, telling you that it's real currency, telling you that you're going to lose your ass if you're in the dollar, telling you that all currencies are going to zero and you better get the gold and the silver, right? These same con men, they want your dollars, right?
This is a scam. Do you understand? It's a con. And it's put together by charlatans. Charlatans who are dishonest, nasty fuckers. That's what they are. They're dishonest, nasty fuckers. The sooner people realize what they are, what they're buying into, the sooner this sort of disaster will go away.
Gold's going to the moon, right? Silver's going to the moon, but they want your dollars. Dollars are going to zero. All currencies are going to zero, they're telling you. But they're willing to exchange their gold and their silver for your worthless or soon to be worthless currency. Right? Think about that, people. It doesn't take a genius to see what's going on. Newsflash, you've been duped.
How fucking stupid would you have to be? These fucking bozos. These fucking thieving bastards.
And then we look at what's happened, right? You've been listening to these guys, maybe. What's happened to gold and silver? They collapsed. And if you think they're low now, wait a few years, folks. This shit's going real low. Just give it some time. Even worse, they've got you to buy physical gold, paying huge fees. And that's what it's all about. Charging 6, 7, 8, 9, 10% for bullion. Coins up to 50%. Do you understand that these fees are incredibly high? That's just to buy. You're going to have to sell it.
How fucking stupid would you have to be?
I mean, what do you think is going to happen? Of course, when gold goes down, silver goes down, right? They claim, well, we're buying it for insurance, right? Before, when gold was in a bull market, when silver were in a bull market, they were saying, well, you know, hyperinflation, right? You're going to make a lot of money. Dollar's going to zero.
How fucking stupid would you have to be?
And when the bull market ends and the prices of these precious metals, and I don't even want to call them precious metals anymore because these gold pumpers have made them non-precious. They're not precious anymore. They're dog shit. As I wrote about back several years ago in one of the gold articles, at least one, I mentioned that these gold pumpers are actually causing, they're going to cause the bull market in gold and silver to derail. They're going to blow up the bull market because they're creating a bubble. If they had not created this bubble, the bull market would still be intact, folks. That's what you don't understand.
These fucking bozos. These fucking thieving bastards.
But now that it's imploded, and many people have lost their ass, they're saying, well, we want to keep gold and silver for insurance. We're not buying it to make money. We're keeping it to preserve our wealth.
How fucking stupid would you have to be? These fucking bozos. These fucking thieving bastards.
And as I've mentioned before, people, if you call something insurance, if you're labeling something insurance, you better be fucking careful because that's a financial product and you can get in deep trouble. Those of you out there, you gold pumping con artists, let me tell you something. You better be careful because whatever state you reside in, unfortunately, we didn't get federal regulation of the insurance industry, which we should. You know, AIG was a perfect example. I've talked about that in the past, the whole insurance scam. Insurance industry is a bigger scam than Wall Street. I'll get into that in the future, more detail. But It's not federally regulated, but it is state regulated. So whatever state you con men reside in,
these fucking thieving bastards!
The people out there, all they got to do is contact your state attorney general, you see. But of course, the FTC can get involved as well. Federal Trade Commission, U.S. Attorney General. You can't call gold an insurance product. It's not insurance. It's not insurance. You understand, folks, they're not using the term insurance lightly. They are implying that it's in the realm of the financial world, right? Because they're talking about gold in terms of currency and investment and so forth. They're opening up that conversation. So therefore, it's implied that they're mentioning insurance somewhat as a financial product. This is illegal. This is illegal.
These fucking thieving bastards.
Aside from the fact that insurance actually guarantees, it's a guarantee, right? It's a guarantee by a party. It's backed by either a direct party or a third party. It's backed by some financial institution. There's a guarantee, right, that it's not going to lose value. So if you lost money on gold and silver and you bought it from some guy who's claimed that it's insurance, you can sue that person. That's right. You can sue them. You understand? There's so much fraud going on. It's just fucking mind-boggling.
These fucking thieving bastards!
And it's the reason why all these people out there, you ever notice how all these guys that talk about, you know, they're libertarians, get the government out of our business, no regulation, let people do what they want to do. They're the same guys that are the con men. You see, because they don't want the regulators on their ass. They want a country, a world, to be where it's a free-for-all. Well, you know, sorry you should have done your homework, right? Can't sue us. That's what they want. They want no type of ramifications for their fraud, for their deception. That's why they're pushing all this shit. In addition, of course, many of them are getting backing by the Koch brothers and many others. And I know, listen, before the Koch brothers made all this press, I knew about the Koch brothers because I worked in venture capital. They've got a huge venture capital fund and they have huge connections in Texas. Okay? I know about all this shit long ago. Of course, once again, nobody wants to talk to me, right? I have perhaps the most diverse background in the financial industry, not to mention my impeccable track record. When you talk about all these things, global warming, GMOs, all these things, you know, private equity, I don't know of anyone else who's got the background that I do, right? But anyway, whatever, you know, it's not about hearing from someone who's credible and unbiased. It's all about the agendas, folks. The agendas equals ad dollars. They want to screw you. That's what media is. Ad-based content is a scam. You understand? It's a partnership between the broadcasters or the publishers and those who pay for the ad dollars. That's how it works. Wake up.
You understand? It's a con, and it's put together by charlatans. Charlatans who are dishonest, nasty fuckers. That's what they are. They're dishonest, nasty fuckers. The sooner people realize what they are, what they're buying into, the sooner this sort of disaster will go away.
Here we are now, February 2015. Dollars at 12-year highs. Euros at, I don't know, 9-year, 10-year lows, perhaps. Stock market, just under record highs, just under 18,000. Of course, it made a record high of 18,103 on December 26, 2014. Of course, I'm not saying everything's perfect. There are problems. There's a lot of problems in the U.S. economy. There's much bigger problems in the global economy. That's not what this is about, folks. If you want to allow yourself to get infested by all the doomsday guys talking about the bad things and talking about how things are bad and they're going to collapse, day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, you're not going to make any money. You understand? You have to have an ability to understand what's going on. You see, you have to recognize a salesman in broken clock from a real analyst, a real strategist, someone who understands how to navigate the ups and the downs, someone who's not bought off, who doesn't sell advertisements, who doesn't sell securities or gold or silver, someone who has a great track record. The only person in the world I can think of who meets all of those criteria is me. Now, if you think you found someone else, let us know. There is no one. And that's the sad reality. That's the sad reality. At the end of the day, folks, if you do one thing only, I want you to do this for your own good. Stay away from all ad-based content. All ad-based content, whether it's mainstream media, alternative media, YouTube, print media, you're going to be better off whether you are an investor or you're not. Stay away from all ad-based content or you're going to get screwed. You're much better off. I don't care how naive, how much of a novice investor you are. You're going to be better off on your own. Okay? It's going to encourage you to learn more. It's going to encourage you to take a more cautious, slower, patient approach. And it's going to cause you, more importantly, to be accountable for your actions. And that feeds into a very healthy cycle, right? A feedback loop, a positive feedback loop, whereby the more accountable you are for your actions, your investment decisions, the more that's going to incentivize you to be careful, to understand risk management, and to do research and educate yourself and stay away from non-biased content. Stay away from ad-based content, you see. Problem is, most people are lazy and most people are greedy and they want instant gains. But also the bigger problem is, in some cases it's a bigger problem, that people don't understand what I just explained, that they're better off on their own because of the reasoning that I gave. Now, for many of you, now that you understand that, hopefully you will take the right path, okay? Whether it's joining me, subscribing to my research, becoming a member. And if you're a novice investor, I don't recommend you subscribe to our research at all. If you don't have your head on straight, you're not going to do well with us. We have the best research in the world. Track record's there. It's in print. It's published. Okay? It's the best. But if you don't have your head on straight, we can't help you. Because we provide forecasting research and analysis and basic guidelines of what to do and how to go forward and how to think about what's happening. We don't give daily email alerts. That's bullshit. That's not research, okay? We provide forecasting to enable you to make the investment decisions based upon your own design investment strategy, based upon things that happen and change over the course of the month and over the bigger picture, right? Even though we give monthly forecasts, you need to think in a bigger picture, right? Longer term. And all this is very difficult. I will admit it's very difficult. I will admit that. It's a very difficult thing. This is why you've got to educate yourself, okay? You've got to understand the investment process. So it's really a two-part situation prior to being able to utilize our research. The first is understanding the investment process, understanding how to profile yourself, understanding how to gauge risk, what your investment objectives are, what your skill level is, acknowledging your skill level. You have to understand yourself, right? Know thyself. Very important, so that you stick within your limitations. You don't overreach, right? And the second portion, of course, is to keep your mind clear. We can't help you. Our research will not help you if your mind is infected with the malignant manifestation of these doomsday common broken clock idiots. And that includes the perma bull market guys as well on CNBC, the Jim Cramers of the world.
These fucking thieving bastards!
If your mind's not clear, we can't help you, because at the end of the day, no matter how good our research is, It's up to you to pull the trigger. It's up to you to gauge things and decide whether or not to act, how often to act, based upon your own investment objective. You have to spend time. You've got to dedicate yourself. And it's going to take you a long time to become reasonably competent if you're a novice. I'll guarantee you that. It's going to take you many years. There's no real shortcut. There are some shortcuts, but there's no absolute shortcut where you can, you know, fast track. No way. It's not possible. If it was possible, then I could show everyone how to become rich, right? It's not about that. Why do you think all these con men out there in the copy editing industry, they call themselves financial newsletters, they sell greed and fear, and they can make you, you know, 10,000% and all this bullshit. They're all liars and con men.
Do you understand? It's a con, and it's put together by charlatans. Charlatans who are dishonest, nasty fuckers. That's what they are. They're dishonest, nasty fuckers.
I mean, how do you think Kevin Trudeau got away with his bullshit for decades? Decades! It took millions of people getting hurt and complaining. Tens of millions of dollars before he finally went to jail. This is what I'm talking about, folks. The freedom of speech, right? It seems like it's gone in the wrong direction. It seems like it's tilted towards the criminals and away from innocent people who want to speak the truth. It seems like if you're a criminal mind and you're promoting bullshit, you're protected. Of course, the media has more First Amendment rights than individuals. Did you know that? That's right, because individuals cannot say things that can harm people, right? However, the media can do it. Think about all these TV shows, right? All these quote-unquote reality TV shows, which are not reality, it's a scam. All these home flipping shows, right? Flipping Vegas, right? Storage Wars, right? All these TV shows that make it look like people can do quite well. In some cases, make a huge amount of money flipping real estate and buying storage lockers. That's all stage crap.
How fucking stupid would you have to be? These fucking thieving bastards!
The vast majority, if not every single one of those individuals, is a fucking loser and scam artist. They don't have any real money or real business. They're using those TV shows to leverage a business. That's why you've heard about some of these guys from these real estate shows. They started their own little bullshit marketing scams now. How to make money in real estate using their TV celebrity, right? You heard about that? They're all fucking crooks. Why are they not in jail? You understand? Yet somebody can get in trouble for exposing some of these crooks because they have the money and they want to legally threaten people, right? We got a problem. We got a lot of problems today in America. And folks, you better stand up. I can't do it alone. You need to stand up and expose these con men, these crooks, these pieces of garbage who are exploiting the fear, the anger, the anxiety, the panic of everyday people by lying to them, creating doomsday bullshit, mind control tactics to make money off them, to exploit them. These people are in bad enough shape. We still have these wealth seminar bull. I mean, I just saw the other day, Robert Kiyosaki's wife is getting into this shit now. She's actually promoting her own little thing. Of course, you know, it has a tiny little disclaimer that you have to look for in these ads, you know. Kim Kiyosaki will not be present. I mean, think about that. She's a fucking moron. She's a bigger moron than her husband. Yet, she thinks she's too important to even attend. Why? She's licensed out her name. That's all she's done. Just like Robert Kiyosaki to some fucking scam firms. You see, they are exploiting the media celebrity, quote, and I use that term loosely, celebrity status, right?
This is a scam. Do you understand? It's a con. And it's put together by charlatans. Charlatans who are dishonest, nasty fuckers. That's what they are. They're dishonest, nasty fuckers. The sooner people realize what they are, what they're buying into, the sooner this sort of disaster will go away.
It's shocking what's happened to the human population. Anyone who gets any type of exposure can always turn that into money. What the hell is going on with you people? Wake the fuck up. No one ever criticizes anything. You know why? Because we live in a society now where you can't say nothing about anyone. That's hate speech and, oh my gosh, that's libel, that's slander. What? What the fuck is going on? People, you need to contact your state representatives. You need to contact the Federal Trade Commission. You need to wake people up. Start blogs. Expose this stuff. People are suffering, and they have been for decades. It's a vicious cycle, and it's getting worse and worse. As the opportunities in the Western world continue to disappear due to quote-unquote free trade, which is basically, you know, it's part of globalization, which is modern-day slavery, is what it is. That only benefits the corporate crooks who also own the majority of the of these corporations through the stock market. As we continue to go through this disaster, there's less job opportunities, fewer job opportunities. People are getting more enticed, more drawn into these scam artist operations like multi-level marketing, many other things. You got to do your part, folks. I'm telling you right, if you don't do your part, you're going to subject your sons and daughters and their sons and daughters and your relatives to being taken. Okay? You got to do your part. People have to stand up and fight this shit. Stop sitting on your ass. Stop not being concerned because you understand what's going on. You got to help your fellow citizen. Help people. Avoid these con men. What I really wanted to speak about was that here we are, February 2015 now, and all this time we've seen what's happened. No hyperinflation, right? Gold and silver have collapsed. We've seen the stock market soar, right? The U.S. is doing somewhat better than the vast majority of the world, and much better than many parts of the world. And once again, there's problems. There's no doubt about it. I'm the guy that detailed everything. I'm the guy that forecast everything we see today, essentially. Or the big thing, certainly the financial crisis and the aftermath in America's financial apocalypse, right? And in the research as well. I'm the guy that forecast all that stuff. I've got the leading track record. So I know about this stuff. Yet, I'm not harping on it. You know why? Because we need to navigate things as best as possible. If I become obsessed over, let's say, government control, the government's watching me. Oh my gosh, they're doing this, they're doing this. I'm going to stay in my house. I'm going to close my windows. I'm not going to go online. I'm not going to have a telephone, right? You understand what I'm saying? This is what these con men are doing with the economy. You have to make best of what's going on and try and interpret things as best as you can and make the best decisions possible. That's what real investment analysts, real investment strategists do. So you have to, first of all, understand what forecasting is. And you have to understand that these pitchmen, these salesmen, these broken clock doomsday morons, just like these perma bull market clowns, the Jim Cramers of the world, they're not analysts. They're not strategists. They're fucking pitchmen. They're salesmen.
Charlatans who are dishonest, nasty fuckers. That's what they are. They're dishonest, nasty fuckers.
You gotta understand that. But the point I'm trying to make is that the real point of this whole audio is that here we are. We fast forwarded since the economic financial crisis, right? 2007, 2008, first part of 2009. We see the improvements today in the U.S. Yet, I'm the only guy still. I'm the only guy in the world who's exposing the con men. And I've been doing that since I saw gold and silver being pumped. Okay? Since it really, I mean, I saw, of course, things going on. But really, it became mass marketing pumping. Once the Glenn Becks of the world, right? They started doing the bullshit, and you saw the financial ties going on there. And then, you know, you saw all these people being promoted that shouldn't be, like morons that don't have real track records, who are not real legitimate financial and economic researchers being promoted as experts, like Gerald Celente, right? I mean, shit like that. Now, many of you maybe, you know, weren't able to see that, but myself, with my track record, being a real analyst, an investment strategist, I saw it. Having been banned, I saw it. And for some of you out there say, well, you know, you weren't banned. Your books weren't banned. Yeah, they were published. I had to self-publish. You understand that? There's more than one ways to ban people and censor people. You can just ignore them. You can make their content difficult, if not possible, to access. You understand that? I mean, think about it. Those who had access, those who read Cashing In on the Real Estate Bubble, and actually, if you read America's Financial Apocalypse, you could have put the pieces together. I didn't focus on shorting stocks in that book because there was just way too much going on, and I wanted to give an overall bigger picture. That's why I released Cashing In on the Real Estate Bubble a couple months later. You know, truth be told, the economic information and Cashing In on the Real Estate Bubble is really not much different at all from there's a couple of chapters from America's Financial Apocalypse I took it from, right? It's basically the real estate bubble chapter, that is chapter 10 from America's Financial Apocalypse, and some other information, demographics and credit bubble information from that book. I put it in Cashing In on the Real Estate Bubble because the big point was to show specific investment strategies. One of the big ways, I argue the primary way of that book to make money was through shorting the stocks. You could have made that deduction from reading America's Financial Apocalypse, chapter 10, if not the other chapters as well, right? When I talked about what would happen. I'm the only guy in the world that I know of. And if you find otherwise, let us know. I don't know of anyone who wrote about GSEs, right? What a GSE was. Or MBS, right? Or ABS, mortgage-backed security, asset-backed security, GSE, government-sponsored enterprise, and that would be referring to Fannie and Freddie. I wrote vast detail about this stuff. I even showed the size of those markets. I talked about CBOs, CLOs, right? I talked about the derivatives. I talked specifically. Did you hear about that alphabet soup debt? Did you hear about that before 2008? Ask yourself the question. Did you read about it? Did these guys, a couple of guys out there who were broken clocks, who wrote some books on this topic but didn't cover anywhere near what I covered, did they write about those things in their books? Of course they didn't. So ask yourself, who was the first person in the world to have written about what government-sponsored enterprises were, GSEs, mortgage-backed securities, MBS, asset-backed securities, ABS, the derivatives market, CMOs, CLOs, CDS, credit default swaps, all this stuff. Who was the first person in the world to write about this within the context of a financial crisis? Me. I wrote it in a book, America's Financial Apocalypse, 2006. Who was the only person in the world to have uncovered the fraud, the heist behind JP Morgan's and the FDIC scam of WaMu? Ask yourself if some gold pumper had exposed that, how much media coverage they would get. Think about it, folks. Think about the track record. Think about me being banned. What's going on? I'll tell you what it is. They want to keep the real experts out. They want to keep pumping all the guys who are morons and who will set the agenda, go along with the agenda of the guys who pay for the media. You see? And some of you say, well, you know, you talked about the Jewish mafia. First of all, what the fuck does it matter what my views are on the Jewish mafia? What does it have to do with letting people know what's going on, right? Should anyone be banned because they talk about the Jewish mafia? Of course not. Those are two separate topics. When you want to hear about investment insight, you want to go with the best, most credible person with the best track record, right? Second of all, I didn't even talk about the Jewish mafia. I didn't write about the Jewish mafia in America's Financial Apocalypse or Cashing In the Real Estate Bubble. I only started talking about it, writing about it, once I was getting banned online and in the media. I started writing about it in 2009, okay, after the financial crisis. Think about that, folks. I want you to understand what's going on, because this is not a one-time thing. This is explaining to you, and you're getting the best insight on how this all works. This is going to keep going on and on and on. Whether it's in the field of healthcare, which of course I've also been banned and I'm an authority in healthcare. They don't want you to know the truth, right? America's Healthcare Solution. Take a look at the excerpts of the book on the website by the same URL, America's Healthcare Solution. They don't want you to know. It's about feeding you bullshit that's been pumped out by the corporate sponsors, the corporations, the guys that want to screw you. They want to give you misinformation. And the alternative media does the same shit. They do the same shit. And then they also exploit that to sell you alternatives that are worse, right? Worse. That's why I'm saying you got to avoid all ad-based content. But closing up here, I'm going to close this now because I don't want to put you all to sleep, but think about it. Why am I the only person in the world, even all this time, that's exposed the con game behind gold and silver and all this doomsday shit? Well, first of all, it's because there's not a whole lot of people in the world who really know what's going on. There's not. And second of all, the few people who do know what's going on, who are aware of the manipulation, and I can tell you the regulators, they don't know what the hell's going on. They're so far behind of all the fraud that's going on online, the internet, and YouTube. They have no clue. They have no clue. But the few people who really know what's going on, they don't care to warn you. They want to keep scamming people with their insider trading and all this bullshit and getting in front of the media and front-running their stocks and calling themselves activist investors and shit like that. They don't care about exposing the, you know, they see this as small-time bullshit, scamming the Main Street person. They don't care about that. They don't care. That's the reality, folks. So you better choose your allies very carefully. And I argue that I'm the only person out there that's credible, truly credible, unbiased, and can be trusted. I can't find anyone else. I've been searching, believe me, long and hard. And each time I thought I found someone, I've become disappointed. So, you can believe whatever you want to believe. Do the research. Look at the track record. At the end of the day, whatever you do, stay away from ad-based content, or you're going to get hosed in every aspect of your life. And the problem is you're probably not going to even realize it until it's way past too late.